Welcome to the Beyond the Leash podcast, your number one source for everything canine. Eric Streamans has you covered on the latest training tips, techniques, and more. No more clicker training bullshit, constantly bribing with treats. Just balanced dog training that works. Now, here's your host, Eric Streamans.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Tuesday here on the Beyond the Leash podcast. My name is Eric Streamans. I'm joined by Kat McKenzie back in her chair.
Yeah, hello, hello.
How you doing, Kat?
I'm great. How are you?
You're like got dog love all over
I
you.
I do. I'm loving
your
this.
Your dog by your feet.
And yeah.
Nico's got his head in your lap or had his head in your lap.
He did,
now he
yeah.
hears me. He's coming over here. He's going to mess with my wires. Don't forget, this podcast is brought to you by the good people at Big Country Raw. Feed your dog what Eric feeds Nico and Kat feeds Luna.
You got it.
Big Country Raw. And if you go to Big Country Raw's website, all our listeners can get 15% off by punching in what?
www.bigcountryraw.ca.
Yes.
Backslash.
You did that before.
I did.
Look at an old pot. Kat, that's what you put in your kitchen.
I know.
Backslash.
BTL for Beyond the Leash.
Nice. And you'll get your 15% coupon.
Yeah.
Thing, whatever. I don't know what it is.
Discount.
And so, anything going on in your life right now?
Got my new stairs in, planning the wedding, which is fun.
I took Nico, and remember, these are pre-recorded, but I took Nico to my first restaurant today because now he's a... I got him certified as a service dog. Mm-hmm. I can now bring him any fucking where I want.
Yes.
I'm not, the only place I'm not going to bring him is the gym. I need one.
My brother takes his dog to the gym, and I got to tell you,
I'm sure they would love him. Maybe I will one day.
I love seeing Kevin at the gym with Martin.
Yeah, maybe I will one day.
Yeah, do it. I think we should be able to. Why not?
No, well, they can't stop me.
I know, but I mean, I think we should be able to bring our dog to the gym flat out.
Yeah.
Why not?
Maybe pick up some women.
Yeah, you definitely
my
would.
My gym has some fucking women, man. And I liked my old gym I used to go to because there was no women there. There was like two good-looking ones. And one came up to me. She goes, "You've been coming here for 2 years. You've never said two words to me." I go, "Because there's like two good-looking girls here. You're one of them, and you get harassed by, you can't even fucking work out. Every guy is trying to pick you up in here. I leave you alone. I don't do that." It's her time for the gym.
And she was like, "Why aren't you talking to me?"
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm not really there to talk to people, Jimmy.
That's what, like, I mean. I'm not there to talk at the gym when I go to the gym. And when I was younger and they did all their things, I'm like, guys, I just come to the gym to do my thing and get the hell out of here. Mm. You know my brother. Go talk to him.
So we came up with this. We did one before, and I love this topic.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do another one of those.
Excited.
What we call these topics is professional dog trainers versus ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
ChatGPT is getting pretty good, and it's probably already knocking some careers out of the water.
How about it might be knocking universities for like a six?
Well, the one thing I know, it's like building its own websites now.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's creating better logos than some of the best logo people can create.
Yeah.
Like, if you're creative, you're in a bad world right now. Especially, like, you can punch in it's not ChatGPT, but they have other AIs mm-hmm. that you can put, "I want a picture of a cat flying with a squirrel in the back of the plane." And it'll draw it like it's real life.
Exactly.
I'm like, what the fuck?
You give it all the parameters and spit it out.
Did you see those ones? They were all over. Steph was posting them all over her page with the fashion, with the different dog breeds.
Yes,
that was
I
all. That was all
those.
Done by AI.
I know. Those were hilarious. I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're creative, you're fucked. And where are we going to get to the point where nobody has to work now? Because ChatGPT does everything. So that's my little hint. Is ChatGPT, we do hands-on dog training, and they're never going to be able
it's
to do that.
Be better.
But I more mean the advice stuff, the behavior stuff, the stuff where, how do I potty train? That was the one we did.
Yep.
And they were okay. They were okay.
Yeah, they weren't bad. They weren't bad.
They missed a few things that I would definitely say that's really important, and they left it out, but that wasn't bad. And then we had how to walk on a loose leash.
Yes.
And we punched it in twice.
Yes.
One time we asked with a prong collar. The first time it was terrible.
Yeah.
using treats and lures and
lures
shit
and all that.
So we're gonna come up with two of these today. The first one we're gonna do, and remember, I didn't read this. I didn't pre-read it. I want it to be like, okay, wow, that was really good, or they're fucked. They're saying the wrong shit.
Yeah.
So the first question we had was how to teach a dog to come when called.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read this. Teaching a dog to come when called, also known as the recall command.
Okay, there we go.
They're already good. Pissed off. I'm just going to quit now.
1 point.
is essential skill. Here is the basic approach. One, start indoors. Begin in a quiet space indoors where distractions are minimal.
That's not untrue to
It's not untrue to a degree. To me, your first step is I want to teach it from a stay.
Yeah.
Because I want to use a leash and make it the process easy. They kind of left out teaching it from a stay, because if you teach it from a stay, then you can do it outdoors, indoors. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And if you're going to, well, oh my God, I didn't even read this. I was going to say we're teaching it from a stay because we're doing it with a leash. So, yeah, they're kind of right there. Practice indoors, or maybe not even indoors, but less distractions to begin with. That's a very smart thing to say.
Yeah.
So ChatGPT's got almost a plus point there.
Okay.
The next one is, and that's what I was laughing, two, use a leash. Going home. I'm closing the doors. I'm going to lock the doors.
Like, we're all the
I'm going to put a sign on the door. No 7 o'clock class tonight, guys. Call GTP. They'll help you find. Start with your dog on a leash to prevent them from wandering off. Okay, that's wrong. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
It's not to prevent them from wandering off. My thing is to use the leash so you can make the recall happen on one command no matter what.
Yeah.
First off, the recall is all commands I want done. One command response. You say it, they do it. What's my thing I say? If you have to say a command a second time, what'd the first one mean?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And that's even more important with recall. Let's talk about it. I just talked to a class that they were repeating commands on the second week. I'm like, let's explain this. Mm. You just said sit 7 times to your dog. Your dog sat on the 7th one. You gave him a treat. You said good boy. All he's learning is listening to your 7th command. And that doesn't sound bad for sit. But that same thing will happen on recall. He'll know recall. He'll be running onto, or let's say use Luna because she's here. Mm-hmm. Luna's running onto the road. Luna, come! Luna, come! You don't want her to get by a car. She will come, but she won't come to the 5th or 6th time. Is that good enough?
No.
So that's really important. That's why we use a leash, not to prevent your dog from wandering off. It's so you can make the recall happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they said use a leash. Let's expand on what we do here.
Right.
I want you to use a leash. And how many times do I say use a leash to do a recall?
400 times.
400 times with a leash, but you're not stuck at 6 feet.
No.
Let's say you teach a dog that's brand new, novice, and you've got him to come 58 times on a leash at 6 feet. I can now put 2 leashes together and do it from 12 feet.
Yeah.
Then when I get really good at 12 feet, it's always happening at 12 feet. I'm going to go to Ren's Pet Depot, like that rope we have. I think that's a 50-foot rope, but you can buy a 25-foot leash next.
Mm-hmm.
Do it from 25 feet. Make it solid from there and then get to a point where you got a giant rope that's 60 feet.
Exactly.
So they're kind of right with the leash, but it's not for wandering off. It's because I say the one time you drop the leash and say, Luna, come, and she decides not to come on the 50th time.
Yeah.
Don't pay attention to him. I feel like I'm not talking
to
anybody.
I'm paying attention to you.
She's paying attention to my dog more than me. and you say, Luna, let's say you've done 50 in a row right.
Yeah.
And then you think, and that's what I tell everybody, you're going to think you're good, and you're going to think you're good enough to drop a leash. You're not fucking good enough to drop a leash till how many times?
400.
400. And then on the 51st time, you say, Luna, come, and she decides not to come, or worse yet, run away.
Mm-hmm.
You actually just made it, the 50 yourself. You did right or wrong now, because that one she does, she's going to realize, okay, there's no leash.
Yeah,
I ran away. She couldn't do anything. I got it.
Yeah.
If this bitch has a leash, I'm coming. If she doesn't have a leash, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Exactly.
And that's with the 400 number. It's just a number that goes, hey, okay, it's been so habit forming. There's been so many done. It just makes it automatic almost.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, use treats. Hold the treat in your hand and let your dog see it and smell.
Oh, no, no, no.
I thought they have another point. They just had a big fucking Family Feud. Finally, I'm glad they're doing some wrong things. Okay, and this is weird because almost every dog trainer will teach you that and to show the treat, let them see it, let them smell it. But I'm one of the only dog trainers, and I can prove this over and over and over, and I prove it during the recall class.
Yeah, you do.
What do I call that when you let them see a treat? What do I call that?
Your poker face?
Oh, not a poker face. Actually, you're saying the opposite.
Oh, your tell.
Poker tell.
Right.
And to let you guys know is I don't want to have a poker tell. I don't want to bend over. I don't even want my dog to see me reach in the pocket for a treat.
I know.
Because and I've proved to people that I can bend over with a treat, even on a dog that's got a really good stay. I just bend over and show them a treat, and they break the stay, and they come to see me.
Yeah.
It's not teaching recall. What it's teaching is a dog to come when you bend over and show them something they like.
Exactly.
Where I need my dog to come to me when I can't see my dog, when he's running onto the street, when my back's to my dog, and maybe the dog's around the corner of the house, or I'm upstairs and they're downstairs.
Exactly.
So we cannot let the dog. That one is completely at. I do use treats. I start with them, and I wean off them, and then I get to, like, I start every single time with a treat, then I move to every one to every two to three, then I move to every week or two later, I'll move to every five to six, and then once I hit six to eight, I'll always stay with a treat. But I won't get rid of it completely because I, you know, the whole jackpot, the slot machine.
Slot machines.
Why you stay at a slot machine is because every 10th pull you win something. Exactly. You might not get your money back, but you get something. So they get an X on that one. Four, call the dog. Say your dog's name followed by come. I wonder why they say that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because most dog trainers don't say that. It's an action forward, so what do we use on all action forwards?
The name.
Because the name induces movement anyway.
Exactly.
And for us, it's not even Nico, come. It's one word. Nico, come.
Yeah.
For an example, buddy, come. So that one's neither here. That's not really a check mark or an X. That's just duh. How are you going to teach a dog to come? You're going to say the dog's name and come. Yeah, thanks, fucking genius.
Right?
I didn't know to do that.
Because if someone just looks at you and says, come, and you're like, fuck off.
I thought I'd say, Luna, go away. What do you mean? Of course. Stupid. Fifth, reward. When the dog comes to you, praise them and give them a treat immediately. Let's give them a yeah for that one. Because even though I don't want to use a treat every time and I don't like to rely on treats, even when I'm not using the treats, there will be a target followed by a little pet on the chin.
Yeah,
a like good a girl, a touch on the chin. Those are all praise. Rewards. So they're saying treat. They don't know there's three kinds of reward in dog training. Verbal praise, good boy, good girl. Physical praise, touch on the nose, and food reward. We use all three.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say reward and they're saying treat all the time, it doesn't have to be a treat all the time and it shouldn't be a treat all the time.
No.
Because if it's a treat all the time and then they come once and there's no treat, the next one they may not come.
Like, screw
They're like,
you.
What the fuck? I got ripped off of my treat. Number six, repeat. Practice this several times a day in short sessions, gradually increasing the distance.
All right. That's a good one.
That's a double check mark for ChatGPT. I actually give you numbers. I don't just say practice several times.
Yeah.
You say practice several times to clients. One will think
They'll do it three times.
One time will, no, one client will think several times is three. The other one will think several times is 152, which would be too many. The dog would get bored.
Yeah, that
so I actually give you a set number. It's five times in your training session. And to induce that magic number of 400, we try to do another 15 a day throughout the day.
Yeah.
So I give you a set number. So that's a pretty good check mark for ChatGPT. They're doing okay.
Love it.
Seventh one, add distractions. As your dog improves, practice in different locations with more distractions.
Okay.
They're really fucking good. I'm actually getting scared of it.
Maybe I
should stop doing this fucking episode.
No.
They do have mistakes, but they're doing okay.
It's good, but here's the thing. Like, we gave a vague parameter. So they're giving vague actions.
And that's almost on the one podcast we did. On doing it like on the sanctuaries, you want different locations because if you only call your dog in your backyard and then you try to call them in a park, you got to do different locations with more distractions. It's pretty good. And then they always have a little blurb at the end. Consistency and positive reinforcement are key. And that's true. Even I don't use negative reinforcement for
no.
or actually negative reinforcement. I don't use any punishment based for the, even when we do induce the thing. What do I always tell everybody? If I see you pop the leash like a correction, you're fucking in shit.
Yeah.
You gradually induce a step. Do the pull ever so slightly.
Yeah.
It's not a correction. So this is right too.
Gentle.
Always reward your dog for coming to you. Of course, yes. We already went with that one. Even if it takes some time, avoid punishing your dog if they don't come right away. I wouldn't want to punish my dog. That's what the leash is for.
I wouldn't do that.
The leash is there, so there's no reason. It's impossible for them not to come. So that one's neither here nor there. As this creates a negative association with the command. And that's it.
Okay. Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. I'm going to give him an A on that. That was pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah, all except that one about always show the treat, let your dog see this treat, smell the treat, because to me that induces...
What's the point of even...
The poker tail.
Yeah.
I know the recall is coming. We know the little story of the guy that... and maybe people listening don't understand what we're saying.
Right.
The story about the guy that always reached in his pocket to get a treat before he called his dog.
Yes.
And then he called me and told me, oh, my God, you were right, because he had his dog on a stay and he wasn't going to do a recall and his phone rang and he reached in to answer his phone. And as soon as his dog sees his hand reach in his pocket, the dog ran to him.
Yeah.
He's not coming for the recall. He's coming for the hand in the pocket.
Exactly.
So that's the only one we're going to give him bad. So what was the second one we're going to do? How to talk. And this is good because I'm about to have a seminar on this one coming up. I don't know if this will come out before or after that, though.
Yeah, it's after Easter, right?
Yeah. I'm actually going to move the date up once because I didn't organize it yet. So again, I should have put the dates and for sure and started taking the money process. I'm going to put it one more week in advance. I think on the 15th or something.
A week out?
A week past.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the next one, how to stop a dog, what do we say we're going to say?
From jumping up on counters.
Counters. We could have just put jumping up in general, but let's see here.
I've had so many people ask me about their dog jumping up on counters. I'm like, why does your dog jump up on a counter?
Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
It doesn't take long. And I'm surprised. I know why they're right, because you know what ChatGPT does?
Goes out and
it's got some magic fucking, like, instantaneous reads every website on the planet in like half a second.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just taking information from that. How to stop a dog from jumping on counters. This is ChatGPT versus me and Kat. To stop a dog from jumping up on counters, you can try the following. 1, remove temptation. Keep counters clear of food and other items that might attract your dog.
Good luck.
It's kind of right.
It is.
Let's call that a neither here nor there.
Yeah, if you've got some sort of social going on, if it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or a birthday and you've got food up on the counter because it's a serve yourself kind of thing, that's not going to work.
2, training. Teach your dog a leave it or off command. Reward them when they obey, redirect their attention to a toy or activity. Meh. Meh. I'm not sure about that one. I don't even know whether to call that a grade. I don't know whether to call that a grade or what.
I think it's a bit of a grade.
Push him off you. Because he's going to be in the window and he's going to do that more.
Just because you're strong doesn't.
Just because you're strong doesn't mean I'm not stronger. Okay, so this one is weird because I would give way better advice to me than they've given so far. I don't even know how to counteract that one without going into a big spiel, but I want to get to the rest of them because my big spiel, they might have something coming up. Because I just read this because it's bold and then it follows by a little blurb.
Okay.
The bold letter here, 3, counter condition. Use a harmless deterrent like double-sided tape or aluminum foil on the edges of the counters. Dogs generally dislike this texture and avoid jumping up.
Double-sided tape?
Fuck no. And this is where I'm going to be like, no. One of my favorite ways to fix counter surfing.
Mm-hmm.
There's two. One is fucking e-collar, because this is one, it's going to be a punishment. Because here is what they were saying about leaving the stuff on the counter and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The reason a dog jumps on counters is because one time they jumped on a counter and there was a little morsel of a half-eaten ham sandwich on there.
Right.
And to the dog's brain, they were just rewarded by the counter itself. Thank you for jumping up on me. Mm-hmm. Here's a treat. So just like when you say sit, here's a treat, they repeat that. The counter said, thank you, Fido, for jumping up on me and putting your paws on me. I gave you this treat for performing that action.
Exactly.
So I'm going to correct it because I can't have the dog think that that's a reward position because they'll just do it again and again. Anytime you reward a dog for anything, they just repeat that behavior.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use two things. I'm going to use an e-collar.
Mm-hmm.
I might sit in the other room, and when the dog jumps up, and this works the same as invisible fence.
Right.
You use invisible fence. They get, if they get close to it,
yeah,
it goes at a level here, and then the closer they get to it, the louder the level, or the higher the level gets.
Yeah.
Louder is what Nico's doing right now.
Yeah.
Nico, down. We're about to start our class, so there's less traffic coming in, because he's all like, who's that out there? The other thing I'm going to do is use scat mat.
Yes.
Scat mat is, oh, my cold mic's out now.
Oh, no.
Or the headphones. You can still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, the scat mat is the absolute, no, I don't even know why I would dilly-dally with all the other shit. Scat mat is going to work. Oh, I almost hit the buttons here.
Jeez.
Scat mat's going to work instantaneous, and you don't even have to fucking be there.
That's the best.
You know what scat mat is?
Yeah, isn't it that?
You can get, and the companies make them. You can actually design your own. There's companies that'll cut the mats. They make these mats. They're electrified,
mm-hmm.
and they can make it for the, if your counter's like 10 feet long, you get a 10 feet long one, and it's.
That's awesome.
They when they walk towards the counter, as long as they get close, they'll get a little, and it's not even harsh. It's just like the invisible fence.
Mm-hmm.
They get a static shock by putting their hands, their feet on that. You can make them, they have round ones that you put like garbage cans on. So they can't go near the garbage can. Their scat mats are the best fucking thing in the world.
That's cool.
They actually make them to cut out to be the like shape of a sofa for a guy that has a nice living room sofa. I had a guy that said, you know what? I don't mind him on the sofa downstairs in the rec room. I actually like him on there. We go down there and watch movies. But I just paid bazillions of dollars for this sitting room.
Yeah.
I when I'm at home, he's got a camera on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
He's lounging on the couch. He knows he's not allowed on there. I won't let him on there. When I go home, he won't dare go on there. But when I'm at work, look at him. He's sunbathing on the fucking thing. That's where a scat mat comes in.
Gotcha.
So you can... They actually shape it like the couch.
Oh, that's
just
cool.
Put it on there. You leave the house. The dog comes on there. He feels it. There's nobody home. He's never going to go on there again, just like the invisible fence. So I don't like this fucking aluminum foil fucking.
I thought that was for cats.
Yeah. Double-sided tape. Fuck off. That's not going to work. Consistency. So let's give you an X on that one. Consistency. Be consistent in your training and reactions. Everyone in the household should follow the same rules to prevent confusion.
Well, shouldn't that be like that's for every single to me, training that, answer?
That's, yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. That's not how to fix jumping up. That's fucking training in general. I don't care if you're training, leash training for walking, comer and called. Everybody in the house should always have the same rules.
Yeah.
So that one is kind of stupid. ChatGPT putting four in there is just stupid because it's a blanketed statement for all training.
Yeah.
Five, supervision and management. Keep an eye on your dog and use baby gates and barriers to prevent access to the kitchen when you're not around. Why?
Doesn't really do.
Scat mat. Why?
Yeah.
Scat mat. Put a scat mat down. There, you can have the open kitchen, and they get it's on the scat mat's only like.
It's not very wide.
No, it's just wide enough so if they get close, they're gonna touch it.
Right.
So why fucking baby gate your house and live like fucking Alcatraz where there's all if you don't need that?
Yeah.
Put the fucking scat mats down. Use an e-collar.
And we've all seen the videos where the dogs get like through or over the baby gates.
If you do it twice with an e-collar, your dog's never gonna jump up there again. Why go through all the hassle of this training system and making your house like shortening the areas he can go in? Why? Let him have the whole thing. Six, professional help.
There you go.
I like this one. If your behavior persists, consider consulting a professional dog trainer or behaviorist for guidance. And your dog trainer is just going to say, use a fucking scat mat. So I guess maybe ChatGPT knew they didn't have that one great. So they added that. Call a professional.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I appreciate the ending.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Fuck, don't make us obsolete.
Right.
Chat GTP. They always need help, maybe sometime. How are we doing on time? We got the class. Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah, we got
pretty good. We did two today.
Yeah. Woo, I like when we do two.
And me and Jesse did two, so I think I got four in the bank, so I can put my feet up and relax for a little bit and not go, Kat, please come. I'll give you $300.
Well, I'll be there. It's going to happen, though.
So we always finish the podcast with this. You know what we got to do? Come up with, because we just kind of wing this one. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should do them questions before.
Yeah, I think so we should get like a whole good list. So I can find
ones that I do not, because lately I've been, the one I disagreed with, the recall one, I agreed with most of it. Mm-hmm. I want some questions that it's really going to fuck up.
Yeah.
That ChatGPT is going to be telling you things that I say, don't ever do that. It's going to be the like, worst thing Eric you can do. Maybe the next one with how to stop nipping. Because I bet you they'll say the Yelp method, which is totally I'm against. It's going to make it worse.
Okay.
So we always finish the podcast with this little calendar that's seen better days, falling apart. The poodle's notorious haircut was originally designed to improve its swimming. The pom-poms were thought to warm the joints.
Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't know that. What do you mean remember that?
We've done that one before.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it sounded familiar. Nico.
Yeah,
I thought it sounded familiar.
Because now when I look at a poodle, I'm like, really? That's what you thought that was supposed to do?
I've had that one too. I'm in an area where I might have been
before.
Start
ripping them off.
I'm going to have to go the old method and go in the middle. Okay, so let's try a new one. Hopefully this is new. Well, we've done how many years of this? I got to get another calendar.
Yeah.
We didn't do this the whole time. Well, we're at 100 and something. This is
365,
so there should be lots more. Let's try this one. A 2019 study in the Journal of Neuroscience found that because of selective breeding, different dog breeds have different brain shapes, especially in the regions that control smell and taste.
Huh. Interesting.
Interesting, sort of, kind of. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I like that one or not.
Well, now it's like, okay, well, think of...
You know what?
Like,
let's do another one, because that
think
one just...
all the herding dogs.
That one just confuses me. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start ripping them off.
Yeah, there we go.
The garbage. That's a better idea.
Yeah.
That way I can never have the same one twice. Oh, my God. I've already had this one. Let's move up. Let's move up a bunch.
All right.
Okay, this one. I'm pretty sure I haven't had this one. Ben & Jerry's has a new ice cream line for dogs called Doggy Desserts. Made with a canine-safe base of sunflower seed butter, the two flavors are Rosy Batch and Pumpkin Puree and Rosy Batch with Pumpkin Puree and Mini Cookies and Punch's Mix with Peanut Butter and Pretzels.
Interesting. Now I'm going to go and Google that and see if it's still around.
I know Big Country Raw does ice cream.
Oh, I know. Luna loves it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the goat milk?
So fuck the Ben & Jerry's one. If you're listening to this, don't get the Ben & Jerry's doggy ice cream.
It's probably
go to Big Country Raw and feed your dog what Eric feeds Nico. Big Country Raw. We have ice cream.
Love it.
All right, thanks for doing this, Kat.
My pleasure.
It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
I like this one, but we're going to have to get up.
We'll get some new ones going.
Yeah, we'll get some new ones going. Okay, thank you for coming in. Let's do this class and get them better.
Sounds good to me.
So everybody, we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Beyond the Leash podcast. We hope you learned something valuable today. For more information or to connect with Eric, check us out at beyondtheleash.ca. We'll see you next time.